This is Wade Rathke, the chief organizer's report on Hillary Rodham as an intern in the summer of 71. The final brick that far-right conservatives in the blogosphere try to build in the Hillary Clinton girl radical wall is her 1971 summer internship with the Oakland-based movement law firm Truhaf Walker & Bernstein that specialized in civil liberties, civil rights, labor, and the gamut of whatever was needed by the Bay Area left at the time. Every piece of available evidence seems to indicate that whatever might have been happening in that firm, Hillary Clinton was a diligent and hard worker, according to Malcolm Bernstein, one of the partners, and the experience all flowed over her like water on a duck's back. It's easy to see the attraction of spending a few months there. First, compare the dreariness of New Haven, where she was attending law school at Yale. She would be living in the bounty of the Bay Area with an apartment in Berkeley at 22 years old. Heaven at the time, no doubt. Bernstein has reported no memory of the cases she might have worked on, perhaps child support, he thought, or possibly landlord-tenant cases, because the firm was dealing with a lot of that as well. Nothing major, he recalls. Nonetheless, Truhaf Walker and Bernstein must have been an exciting place just to hear about what was going on at the water cooler, because the three partners were in the thick of the action. Robert Truhaf was a longtime labor and civil rights lawyer in the Bay Area, perhaps equally famous as the second husband of Jessica Mitford, one of the even more famous Mitford sisters. He was reportedly the unacknowledged co-author of Mitford's well-known expose of the funeral industry, The American Way of Death, which he inspired and researched with a year sabbatical from the firm. Hillary would have also, no doubt, heard about Mitford's book, published in 1969, only 2 years before she was an intern, concerning the losing anti-draft trial for Dr. Spock, Marcus Raskin, and others. Both Mitford and Truhaf were former communists, but that was many long years before Hillary walked through the door. Mal Bernstein was no slouch as well and handled many of the arrests and legal proceedings involving the Berkeley free speech movement. He also was a natural lawyer of choice for Vietnam War protesters, and many of those protest cases and draft resistance beasts would have no doubt still been on the docket while she was passing through that summer. Even more interesting to Hillary might have been watching the whirlwind of Doris Walker, the third partner in the firm. Walker had long stood up for and battled back against discrimination based on her longtime membership in the Communist Party. But that would have been of no moment in 1971 to an intern. On the other hand, the fact that Walker was one of the lawyers for Angela Davis and the lead counsel in her trial being conducted during that period would have been like a ringside seat to history. Davis, an embattled professor at the University of California, both for her communist membership and her fiery speeches, had been arrested in 1969 as an accomplice in the killing of a Marin County judge and others in the jailbreak of the trial of Jonathan Jackson, younger brother of George Jackson of the Soledad brothers. During the summer of 1971, the support for Davis was at a fever pitch. There were 60 support committees around the country. There were a half dozen lawyers involved in her defense that was estimated to cost $500,000 at the time, and involved, reportedly for the first time, psychological profiling and consulting for jury selection. Hillary would have had to have been unconscious throughout the summer not to know from the lawyers and the associates of the firm all the drama and details of the preparation for Davis' defense. On top of all that, during Hillary's internship, Walker was also head of the National Lawyers Guild and is widely credited with reviving the organization during that time. The law firm was Action Central. All of which proves absolutely nothing other than the fact that Hillary's youth had a good measure of spice and chili powder before she hunkered down and chose the corporate track after graduation with the white shoe corporate practice of the Rose Firm in Little Rock once she landed there. She was alive in the 60s and early 70s, and she got to see action. But clearly, no matter how close she was to the flame, she flew as far away as she possibly could get. Association and acquaintances mean nothing. Action and allegiance mean everything. Hillary had a choice in the summer of 71. She obviously did not choose our side. She was no fellow traveler. She was just passing through. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.